Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction.
Hi! Thanks for joining me for episode 21 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I did not think I would be doing episode 21 until next week. But as you know, if you listened to yesterday's show, I tried to do my first live call-in show, and I had no idea, A, how many people would call in, or B, how fast 30 minutes can go. Really, really fast. And yesterday's show was a follow-up to a show I did called Guided Magic, Finding Your Soul's Purpose, and today is a follow-up to that show. So it's a follow-up to the follow-up, and I'm going to try to take as many callers today as I can. Please bear with me, and please don't think that I'm being dismissive if I try to, like, rush the conversation along, because, like I said, 30 minutes goes by fast. And Kathy and Amy, I have to thank you two women for being my very first callers ever. Thank you for putting yourself out there like you did yesterday and taking a leap of faith in trusting a total newbie, because I am a total noob at this, and as much as I want to be of service and as much as I love helping people connect with their life's purpose and tap into their own natural talent and especially their joy, I know that I am only at the beginning of that journey. So thank you so much for having patience with me. And Kathy, if so be it, I hope that you will come back to my Facebook page and post a link to your new business once you get it all up and situated, because I know we would all be interested in checking out your jewelry that is infused with Reiki energy. And Amy, oh, I could definitely feel your frustration and worry coming through, and I hope that I didn't come off as being flippant or, God forbid, that I hurt your feelings. I was in such a hurry, and we were running out of time, so I hope you will forgive me, and I think we've all been in a situation like the one that you're in now. I know I certainly have, and I just want you to know that I thought about you a lot yesterday, and I am sending you so much love. And I know that I'm not the only one, because I heard from a couple of people after the show who are also concerned and really pulling for you. So to anybody who heard that and was feeling for Amy, let's all just say a prayer for her today, that she gets that job she interviewed for, and that either that or something better, something beyond her wildest dreams, shows up for her in the most perfect way, and that she is in an open, receptive place to receive that. So mote it be. And if you want to call in today, the number is 347-996-3012. You can see the number on the Blog Talk Radio page if you are listening to this on Blog Talk. And I am going to just quickly do one more. It's not a question. It's a comment that somebody wanted to make, a statement. That I didn't get time to get to yesterday. So I'm just going to throw that in before I take live calls. And it's from Sandy Willis of Patchwork Pinnacles, patchworkpinnacles.blogspot.com, where she sells handcrafted items like beanies and tarot bags. And I know she's got some cool bath and body products coming out. But she had a really good little tip for those of us who feel like we've already found our purpose and what it is, but who needs some motivation while we're on that road. So I'm just going to read to you what she said. She said, something that has been on my mind lately is personal resources, more like what keeps you in a positive momentum when you are striving to achieve what you have a calling for. To keep myself in a positive frame of mind, I listen to you, Kellyanne, who I know is the Four Queens, and now Karen, a.k.a. the Elemental Witch, and Feather Garden Bell, plus CJ from Metal Motivation, because sometimes you just got to have that right between the eyes motivation. Plus, I have some very inspiring friends in the real world. I used to have a strong tendency to get caught in a mental loop of negativity and would let it build to a point of depression, but now when that first negative thought tries to set down its seed, I listen to one of my resources, which gives me great motivation to get off my butt and do what I need to do to get things going so I can continue to walk down my path. Awesome. Thank you, Sandy, for that little tip. I think that's a good one. I do that myself. I know when I very first got started with Kick-Ass Witch, I would turn to people like Marie Forleo, Daniel Laporte, and Anthony Robbins when I needed that little extra push, and it really does help. And I also just want to say that for the people that are actually putting out that motivational information and those videos, as one of those people, I have to say you all have no idea how much support you're giving in return. It's definitely a two-way street. Whew! 12:05. That means I got 25 minutes to take calls, and I am going to see if anybody is on the line. Let me see. Yay! There are people on the line. Okay, let us take this call right here. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Kat.
Kat! Yay! I know you.
Joanna, yay!
What's going on?
First of all, I just wanted to say that I love this, that you decided to do a second show on this topic, since so many people are clamoring for your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I think we're all just, like, clamoring for our own thoughts on it, really, but it's so overwhelming and confusing. Like, you have so many different ping pong matches in your head going back and forth. It's nice to have somebody that can just, like, listen and, you know, hone in maybe on it. So have you found your soul's purpose, or are you still trying to find it?
I think I'm getting there. But my problem right now is that I feel like I want to do too many things. I want to do too much. And I know you've talked about how, you know, sometimes your life purpose isn't necessarily what you make money doing, but, you know, I just feel like there's just a thousand different things that I want to do, and it's like, I want it all, and I know, you know, I don't want to be one of those people where it's like, jack of all trades, master of none.
Oh, my
sense.
God. Yes, because you just described me. Like, exactly. So my first tip is, one, go look at Marie Forleo, if you don't know who that is. There's a word that she uses that I think is awesome, and it is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, which I think is so cool because she's so successful, and to hear someone like that just own it and claim it, like, yeah, I do all these things. You know, she wrote a book called something about how to make every man want you. She was an aerobics instructor, and now she teaches women, like, business, but she ties in every part of her personality. She's really into hip-hop and Smurfs, and somehow she makes it all work. So she was a big she's a big inspiration for me in starting Kick-Ass Witch, because I'm an illustrator and a writer, and I was an actor for a long time, and I love making, you know, videos and stuff, and I just was always that person that was, like, bouncing from thing to thing. And I ended up thinking, like, you know, how can I be of service to people and use all of these things that I'm into, and somehow, magically, it all came together in one project. I thought, oh, thank God, all that time I spent, you know, beating up on myself, I was developing skills. What are some of your things? Oh,
well,
there's an alarm.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry about that.
What are some of your, like, main, what are the things you've returned to, like, again and again that have been more consistent as opposed to, like, just some whims maybe that have come and gone?
Well, one of the things is, like, sort of making things, sort of hands-on. I do a lot of sort of, like, I've done mixed media art, a lot with, like, collage and paper crafting. I also made jewelry for a long time, and that's kind of something I'm starting to come back to. You know that I'm a musician, so that's,
right,
you know, that's a huge thing that I'm trying to figure out how to fit that into my life. And
you're a singer.
Yes, I am.
Cool.
So, yeah, so it's, you know, it's just hard to figure out where all these puzzle pieces fit into my life.
Yeah, I think one thing that really helped me clarify was all these things I loved to do, you know, when I got when I got hip to the fact that it's not just about what I love to do, it's about what other people appreciate that I do, and you marriage those things together, you know, so whatever people are complimenting you on or being like, oh my gosh, I love this, can I please get one of those bracelets you made or whatever, when people are repeatedly telling you, like, you're such an amazing singer, it really fills me up, it makes me feel just alive to hear your voice or whatever, those are little clues about, in my opinion, how you're supposed to be of service, and they can kind of direct you better, you know, to match what you enjoy doing and what other people enjoy receiving from you. And then I do think there's a great way to combine. I mean, you already make videos. That's how I know you. So maybe you could combine all of those things and just start experimenting online with showing people the crafts you make. You could sing your opening to your channel and introduce us all to your beautiful voice that I know you're so passionate about. And I would say just try to be of service as much as you can and see where other people take you. You know, what do other people, let that be your guide. Like, what do they enjoy? What do they compliment you on and thank you for doing?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and you're such a positive, beautiful person. I've loved getting to know you, so you're already being of service in that way.
Oh, thank you.
Yay, I'm going to take another caller.
Yay.
Much love to you. Thank you for calling me today.
Love you too, Joanna. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, here I'm like thinking to myself, and I realize I'm on air. I actually need to talk out loud, don't I? Okay, let's do this. Another caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello, is this Joanna?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Dale in Denver. How are you?
Yay, another friend. I'm so excited
Yay.
To get to talk to you, Dale.
Oh, absolutely. It's an honor to speak with you. I'm a huge
yeah.
fan of your YouTube videos. I had a question about, I watched all of your interviews, particularly, as a lot of us do. I was pretty fascinated with the interview you did with Teal Scott.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, she mentioned in the interview that you had with her that that if you focus on what you do want long enough, that it will come in due time via the universe. And I'm wondering what your take on how to keep the patience in waiting for that due time to come around.
Mm. So are you talking about what you feel your purpose is, or are you just talking about manifesting?
I actually think I know what my purpose is. I just,
okay.
As far as, I've been unemployed for a little over a year now, and,
mm-hmm.
Patience grows kind of thing. So how do you stay motivated, I guess?
Right. I personally have so many little tricks that I do because, for me, that just doesn't come naturally. I am a very driven person. and maybe that's why I have a whole bag of tricks, you know, just so I can keep the flow going. And because I have such a history with depression, I kind of just don't even let myself go there. So I like to keep myself in motion that way and stay motivated. And
right.
I'm sure it's different for everybody. But one of my favorite things is self-talk. And I laugh because I'm a real goofball about it. I start every single day before I even open my eyes talking to myself and in my own head, not out loud, but I give myself motivational speeches, you know, and I guess I didn't get a lot of comfort or something when I was younger, so I do a lot of like, it's going to be okay, Joe, this is going to be a beautiful day. It's, you know, I just try to be a cheerleader for myself. And then I also think that putting yourself out there is really important because people are good. I know a lot of people think otherwise, you know, but in my experience, most people are good and they're so shockingly supportive and kind, especially if you are coming to the table with your own kind, supportive energy. So I think if you can find a group of people that are all trying to do what you're trying to do or just stay motivated. I'm sure there's plenty of groups online. Or if you have the courage to make a YouTube video or to do a Blog Talk Radio show or to do a blog or even just to keep a Facebook page. I know you're really active on Facebook. I think making yourself vulnerable and saying, like, hey, I really need some motivation today, I think it's surprising how many people crawl out of the woodwork to be there. I'm always impressed by that. You yourself offer so much support.
Okay. Yeah, I have meditation that I turn to, and it sounds like you just have some self-affirmations as well. So,
yeah,
well, I would say
it's more of a conversation than an affirmation.
Oh, okay.
Like, I just talk to myself, you know, like, and just keep it going that way. I use every kind of law of attraction thing you can think of, you know, that vision boards I like a lot. Do you use vision boards at all?
Actually, I've seen quite a bit about them on YouTube, but I haven't ever made one, though.
I think it depends on the person, you know, and I think some people are more visual than others. Some people might find it depressing. I find it uplifting, and it's like a little reminder, you know, to just make a collage of where it is I think I'm headed. And it doesn't even have to be specifics. It can just be an energy that you want to embody, you know, like a sun and a happy flower, or just like a feeling that you want to keep going for yourself, kind of like a visual altar kind of thing.
Right.
And then scripting I use a lot. I don't know, have you ever heard of scripting?
No.
Okay, scripting is really cool, especially if you like writing or you like movies or reading books. You just take out, like, you know, a spiral notebook, and you get into, you know, a centered, not a meditative place, but very centered and quiet, and then you visualize what it is that you're trying to manifest into your life or where you see yourself next in complete detail, and you write it out like a whole story, you know, it, just like it's already happened, kind of like you're writing a letter to your mom or your best friends, and you're so excited about the news of what just happened for you, or you can write out, you know, a perfect day kind of scenario, and I've filled entire notebooks doing that. You can do it again and again and again, and anytime you need a little boost or to stay focused on where you're headed, I find that extremely helpful.
Okay, so it's kind of like you're already you're actually feeling it as if it is happening now.
Yes, you're telling a story like, this just happened to me and it was amazing, or I'm in the process of this happening and it's amazing and let me tell you why, you know, and you get into as much detail as possible. For me, it works best to write a letter to somebody, usually is how I like to do it, because when I'm excited, I'll, you know, shoot an email off to somebody or call my family and be like, "Mom, you're not going to believe what just happened." And I just think tapping into that energy, I know you're a big believer in the law of attraction. I'm a big believer in the law of attraction. So I think the more you can hold that energy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I was just saying that I didn't want to monopolize all of your time, but thank you so much. It is really cool talking to you, and just like to send out positive vibes and energy to Amy and everybody else who is in need of something special.
Well, thank you, Dale. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Duran. Bye-bye.
Yay. See you around. And I just lost two callers. Oh, no. Well, you can call back. I'm free. There is no one in line if you logged off because you thought maybe you were going to be waiting in line. We still have 10 minutes, so call back. The number is 347-996-3012. I would love to talk to you. And really, I just want to reiterate for anybody who is trying to find their soul's purpose, my little secret formula for that is it's a simple formula, and you may or may not find it easy to put into practice, but it's fairly simple in terms of a concept to grasp. you know, A, you identify what it is you love to do, if time or money were no object, if you could just sit around doing it all day long, what would you do? What do you do when time gets away from you because you're so engaged in something and you look up and, like, hours have gone by and you can't believe it because you've been so wrapped up in what you're doing? That is a good sign that you are on to what your soul's purpose might be. And then what you can combine that with is, what do people consistently, repeatedly thank you for or compliment you on? And that component is really important because that shows you how you can be of service to other people. If you can combine what it is that you love to do with what it is people love to receive from you, I think you are really on the right track. And I can't remember, there is a famous quote that I'm totally going to botch, and I can't even remember who said it, but it's something about how there is no meaning to life. The meaning is the meaning that you give it. And I think that's really important to remember when you're searching around or you feel lost and you're trying to find your soul's purpose, because I do believe we all have a purpose and that it's to be of service, but I don't think you have to sit around and wait to have a big epiphany for that just to hit you one day and then all of a sudden you're off and running. I think that you can live your purpose every single day just by being of service and just by being present to what is right now. Whatever is happening in front of you right now, that's your purpose. That's what you are meant to be doing. Are you doing dishes right now? Do those dishes. Do those dishes with all the love in your heart. Are you frustrated maybe because you are a single mother living at home with your kids and you really want to be out in the workforce? Maybe this is where you are supposed to be right now, and this is your purpose. It's going to help you develop skills and empower you for when it is time to go out into the workforce. And I see another call, and I hear that I'm rambling, so I'm going to take this call, people, because we've got 8 more minutes. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Moody Thursday.
Oh, yay, you called.
I got over my shyness.
I was going to say, you're not so shy, are you? What's going on?
Hi, well, I guess I sort of had a question. I feel like I've sort of found my life's purpose, but I keep getting distracted by other things in my life, like dramas, and I'm almost 30 years old, and I don't have kids, and I feel like I should be married with kids by now. Like, I just feel like so many things are distracting me.
Yeah. I think, just to be blunt, I think shoulds suck. I think any time you feel I should be doing this, to me, that's not like, that's not something that you're connected to. That's something you feel external pressure maybe pushing down on you about. And unless you feel like you want to have kids and you really desire that right now in your life, I feel, and that feels like it's bubbling up from within, but I don't feel like those usually come to you in the form of shoulds. I think that shoulds are more external and more feelings of pressure, and to me those can be so stressful and totally distracting and drama creating. And I know that you're a talented writer and that that's really your passion. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to tell people what book you just came out with?
I write lots of short stories. I'm always coming out with little short stories, and you can find me anywhere online if you search Moody Thursday.
Moody Thursday, for those of you who can't hear. Here, she's a little soft-spoken. And then I know too, sorry, I guess I'm talking for you, but I know you have been doing that being of service thing by sharing your struggles with past addiction and pouring that into an ebook and then making videos. I feel like you're right on purpose with that stuff. I feel like that's helpful. And how has that felt for you to be putting that out this year?
It's absolutely liberating. It was kind of scary at first because I feel like not a lot of my family knows the gory details,
mm-hmm.
but it felt really great. I've gotten a few emails some people telling me that I've helped them, and that just feels amazing.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I that really surprised me. Like, what the things that I've put out where I've felt the most vulnerable and worried that people were going to judge me for are the things that people, you know, write in to be like, thank you so much for sharing that. I so relate to that. In fact, that just gave me goosebumps when you said that, because I just think that's like a screaming, glaring, flaming red flag that you're right on your purpose when you start getting messages from people like that. And maybe
thank you so much.
I think this is your time to be doing that, you know. And if you want babies one day, I feel like that time is going to present itself to you, you know. I feel like there's a time for everything. And you are super young, my friend. 30 ain't nothing.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I feel so much better after talking to you.
Yay. You're so talented. Look her up, people. Moody Thursday. Much love. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. I got 3 calls in 30 minutes. And you know what? I have to say, I knew all 3 of these people. So I think that helped a little bit, because I already knew a little bit about them behind the scenes. And I'm really excited that I got to talk to my friends here. I hear from so many of you on the internet through emails and Facebook, so it's really exciting either to get to put a face with the name, you know, via Skype or a YouTube video, or just to hear your voice and get to have that exchange is really exciting to me. And thank you all for tuning in for 2 days in a row. This was fun. I don't know if you want me to do more of this, or if I should do more of this, or if this is part of my soul's purpose. But I'm going to be back to business as usual next Tuesday at noon, the new time. And I'll just let you guys guide where this is going to go. If you enjoyed doing the call-in show and you want to do more, let me know. Send me an email at joannadevoe@gmail.com. You can always find me at my website, www. You have to put the www in, unfortunately, dot Joanna, Joanna, Devoe, DEVOE.com. And you can always find me on Facebook as well. And let me know if you want to do more of these shows, what you want to talk about. And maybe I'll try to do one every now and again, because I liked it. It was fun. Much love, guys. Peace.